And welcome to episode 23 of the Geeks for the Win podcast, the podcast where we cover all things geeky. I am William, one of your hosts, and I am joined with my co-host Stuart,
known across the internet as Casual Terror.
And we, like I said, this is episode 23, and we are just we're not solo because there's two of us, but we have no special guest. It's just the dynamic duo, as I like to call us. But I guess we can start into what we've been playing as far as video game wise. Stuart, do you want to go first or shall I?
I can go. I've been playing some Fable 3. I'll talk about that later, unless you want me to talk about it now.
Oh, that's what I meant by going into it.
I've been playing Fable 3. I beat it over the weekend. That's a Fable game.
Is there any differences from the second one?
Apparently, a lot of people in Fable 2 complained about the menus, having to go through like a bunch of menus to get to stuff. Well, they just said, all right, you hate our menus, we'll just get rid of them. Yeah, there isn't even a pause menu.
Oh, wow.
I mean, you can kind of pause the game, but like when you hit the start button, you're taken to a hub world where your butler's there waiting for you to say some snarky comment, voiced by John Cleese.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Kudos to them for that.
In the middle of the map, in the middle of the room, there's a big giant map that you use to fast travel with. And there's these bunch of rooms that you can go into. One's your wardrobe, one's your weapon room. One's where you find all your achievements and where your money and all that stuff is. The other one is the live room where, you can transport yourself to other people's games or set all the live stuff and check your stats and all that. But other than that, it plays just like Fable 2, which, had no problem with. Combat's the same, just, one button for melee, one button for ranged, one button for magic. Perfect.
Alrighty. So would you say it was worth it? I mean, you said you finished it already. That's kind of quick.
I finished it once. I'm going to go back.
Ah, okay.
Because I played through it good. Now I got to play through it evil. But, I also spent, what was my time? Maybe 14 hours playing it. So.
Oh, that's not bad.
And there's still, tons of side quests I can still do.
Okay, so it's still open after the story?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I love games like that.
Yeah, but it's... The side quests are awesome. That's where most of the humor is in the side quests. For instance, there's this one where you meet these three gentlemen, and they're robed, and they are talking quite funny. Then you later on that find out that they're playing a tabletop game. And you shrink down and you become a player on their tabletop.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
And like all the NPCs, they're all like cardboard cutouts. and the voices are those three guys, like doing just strange voices. It's hilarious.
Sounds like an episode from some sci-fi show.
Yeah, it does. It's and going and the stuff they say just is absolutely hilarious. Because at the end, when you beat the bad guy at the end of the maze or whatever, you kill him with one hit. And then one guy even says, "That's stupid, killing the main boss with one hit." Which is what they did in Fable 2.
Oh, I see.
Because you killed the ending boss in one hit.
Well, that's pretty cool. They're kind of making fun of something that people complained about.
Yeah.
I've never really been into any of the Fable games, so I don't know. I've been meaning to give Fable 2 a try, but...
Fable 1, that's... Yeah, it was good, but Fable 2 is where it really found itself, I think.
Yeah, I was mainly turned off because a lot of people kept talking about how glitchy Fable 2 was.
I didn't find Fable 2 that glitchy. I don't know, maybe that was just me. Although one glitch I did find in Fable 3 was, you know, I beat this big bad mercenary. And at the end, he's supposed to do a speech, but yeah, he just kind of froze in his during the cutscene.
Oh wow!
And I had to restart. But he wasn't really hard to beat. So, and you can't die. Like you're just knocked out and you wake back up. That's the way it was in Fable 2 as well.
Huh? Yeah, when Fable 2 came out, I chose Fallout 3. And that took like 80 something hours of my time before the DLC, so that's my excuse for not, I guess.
I couldn't get into Fable 3. I mean, I loved Fallout 3.
You just said Fable 3.
Yeah, I meant Fallout 3. No, look, love Fable 3. Love Fable 3. Fallout 3. Couldn't get into it. I mean, I loved Oblivion. But that was my thing. It was a swords and arrows magic kind of game. I didn't like Bethesda shooting. The whole VAT system that's almost kind of required, I didn't like it.
Yeah, I never played Oblivion, so I guess it's one of those things where I didn't have anything to compare it to, so.
And of course, I like playing the guy with the sword anyway, so.
Yeah. I can understand that. Speaking of swords, it's on the list, you know. It shows Lord of the Rings Online. This is a game that when I heard about it, I was interested in it, but I never actually got around to playing it. I mean, I'm a huge Lord of the Rings fan, so.
Oh yeah, I am too, and I've heard it was really good. You know, kind of second best to World of Warcraft. And when it became free, I downloaded it.
Oh, it's free?
Oh, yeah, it's free right now.
Oh, wow. I need to download that then.
But the thing is, it was sitting on my desktop for maybe, I'd say, a good month before I actually decided to play it. And I really liked it. It's really good. I mean, you can only get so far, without paying for anything.
Okay.
Anthony, come here.
What is it, man?
I've been on iTunes all day, downloading podcasts, trying to find something, and I can't find anything worth a flip on here. It's ticking me off.
Dude, have you tried the Open Forum Radio Network?
No, what?
Yeah, dude, Open Forum Radio. You got the OFR Sportscast, the 40cast.
I like sports.
Prove Your Point is a debate show.
I love to argue.
Geeks for the Win, Section Z
You're
podcast.
A geek.
And, dude, they got the Angry Mailman podcast.
Ooh, Angry Mailman?
Yeah, dude, they're crazy, man.
What's that about?
They're just like two Southern guys, but they're pretty mad. You like mad stuff, don't you?
I do, because I'm ticked.
You're an angry guy.
I am angry right now.
Check it out. You can get all their feeds at openformradio.com.
But anyways, so it's very similar to World of Warcraft.
Yes, in a way that every RPG on the PC is similar.
Okay.
I don't know. One thing is, I do like when if you you have the option to create a character, human, hobbit, dwarf, elf. When you pick dwarf, you cannot pick either male or female. That's just not an option.
Oh wow!
I thought that was really funny.
That is pretty interesting.
Because since dwarf females look so much like the males, I thought that was really kind of clever. But yeah, it's free. I think it's worth at least a look.
Oh, okay. I'll definitely give that a try. I got really have to get a mouse for gaming. Because right now I do not have a mouse.
Yeah. It's kind of hard to play on PC games with a touchpad.
Yeah, definitely. I've tried, and it's pretty difficult. But, I got a question. What kind of mouse do you have?
I have a Logitech. I think it's a Logitech MX518. It is a gaming mouse. I like it.
Alrighty. That's a pretty nice looking mouse. I just pulled it up on Amazon. Huh. Yeah, I've been looking into gaming mice, I guess. Mouse? Yeah. For a gaming mouse. Yeah.
Okay.
And there's just so many to choose from.
Yeah, there is.
I mean, it's overwhelming. Yeah, I just want something not too complicated, because there are some pretty complicated looking mouses and...
Yeah, like 18 buttons and
yeah.
No, I've got two buttons where my thumb is. You know, it could be used to, to hockey anything, and on the internet it gets this front and back button, very useful. But and then there's a kind of a you can adjust the sensitivity of the mouse on the fly.
Oh, that's pretty neat. Yeah, I may end up getting this one. It's not horribly priced. I mean, some of them are pretty expensive.
Yeah, I've probably had this mouse for maybe 4 years.
Yeah, because I really want to start getting more into PC gaming, because I have, like, so many games on Steam that I bought because... they were on sale, and I couldn't resist.
Couldn't resist a Steam sale.
Exactly. And I mean, and Left 4 Dead, I have Left 4 Dead 2, and there's so many, like, custom maps, that the community has made, and mods for it and stuff, and I really want to give that a try, but you can't play it with a touchpad.
No. See, and I also have a gaming keyboard as well. I have the Logitech G15.
Yeah. See, I have a laptop that has a pretty good graphics card in it, but the screen's all messed up, so I basically just use that as a desktop now. So, yeah, I'm looking into getting maybe a new keyboard and a mouse for it.
But. Yeah, the G9. Okay, this keyboard has an LCD screen on it, and with some games there it shows you like some games will show you your health and your mana or stuff on the LCD keyboard.
Oh wow, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, and the G19's been out for a while, and that has a color LCD.
Yeah, they got some. It's pretty crazy how high tech they have for keyboards and mice. I mean, like I said, I've been looking around and it's overwhelming. I mean, the money people spend just to play, you know, it's pretty crazy. But I guess if I had that much money, who am I kidding? I wouldn't spend it on that. But, yeah, so is there anything else you've been playing that you want to talk about?
I've played a little bit of Costume Quest that came out, like, the week before Halloween.
Oh, did you like it? I tried the demo out.
Yeah, I did like it. It's very cutesy kind of game, kind of my first RPG type thing. I liked it. I didn't get really far into it, but it was good.
Yeah, my problem was it seemed a little too cutesy for me. But I don't know. It was fun. The demo was fun, but I just didn't see myself paying $15 for it. If it was $10, I would have probably jumped on it right away. But I'm just gonna wait for a deal of the week sale.
Let's see, what else did I play? Oh, Comic Jumper.
Yeah.
That was. I love that game. I hate playing the game, but the writing and the voiceover and the voices for it, hilarious.
Yeah, the humor's pretty funny.
Absolutely hilarious.
That was another demo I played, and it was just hilarious. I mean, with Brad and the Brad bot.
Yes, I like Brad.
Oh, it was just hilarious, and how the star on his chest, or how he's like in love with Brad. It seems like.
Oh yeah, he's got a man crush on Brad.
The writing is just amazing, but yeah.
Oh, and it gets so much better, because see, the first comic you go to is Nanok, which is Conan backwards.
Wow.
So it's you know it's Arnold Schwarzenegger type thing for Nanok, and then the next comic is goes to the Silver Age, and it's the Origami Kid and Paper Lad. Oh my God, that is the racist, most sexist thing I've ever seen.
Wow.
Like, no joke. When you meet Origami Kid, he's got this, you know, he's Asian, and he's got that Asian straw hat type thing, and he go, "I just come from the future." And oh my God, it's wow. So racist. And Paper Lad, he's just a ball of paper, and he spends the entire game, the entire comic, in Captain Smiley's pants.
Okay.
like he travels around in his pants. It's very creepy.
That sounds pretty bizarre.
I've got to mention the third comic style manga.
Oh really?
Yes.
Oh, is it reversed?
Like sometimes the you see pages turn. And it does flip backwards, and they make a comment like, "Oh my God, why are we going backwards in the comic?"
Oh, that's pretty awesome.
And it's called Cutie Cutie Cupids, and it is this highly girlified comic.
Oh, that's interesting.
And it, like just these fairies with wings, and then you ride a gay unicorn that leaves a trail of rainbow.
Wow.
And you shoot bubbles and stars.
That's pretty crazy.
And then they go to like the Cupid's high school. The high school name is Hint High.
Oh wow!
And their mascot is the tentacle.
Oh wow! that's pretty crazy. But yeah, I plan on picking it up whenever they give the 800 Microsoft points to those who spent, 2,400, I think, in October.
Yeah. Yeah, which is, you know, I bought, you know, Comic Jumper and Costume Quest, so getting mine.
Yeah, I bought a bunch of stuff, so I'm getting mine. I mainly bought DLC. I bought the Left 4 Dead 2 DLC and the Left 4 Dead 1 DLC.
Wait a minute. Wasn't it the same DLC?
No, it's the same DLC, but they have it for both versions of the game.
I know, but that's the thing. It's the same campaign. I was very confused when they did that.
Yes,
it's the same exact campaign.
Left 4 Dead 1 doesn't have No Mercy, so I guess you're getting gypped off that, and you don't have all the... I think you don't have all the new weapons and stuff. I could be wrong.
Are the new specials in there, though?
I can't remember. I think the Left 4 Dead 1 is mostly Left 4 Dead 1, you know, is the world for Left 4 Dead 1, and the Left 4 Dead 2 stuff is the character playing in the Left 4 Dead 2 world, but I could be wrong. I haven't played that in a couple weeks, but I really need to get back to that since I signed up for a tournament. But yeah, I am a fanboy, and I basically paid for both because I knew I was going to play both with a bunch of people, and why not? Extra achievements.
Yeah, do people still play Left 4 Dead 1?
Yeah, I found a group we were playing. Including me, there was about six or five people we were playing, so.
So six people still play that game, okay.
Well, I mean, that I game with. But, I don't know. It'd be interesting to see the numbers whenever if they ever release them for Left 4 Dead 1, you know, the DLC for 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like I said, I'm just a fanboy. I wanted to support Left 4 Dead. I want to support them making DLC for both, so I bought both. Because I really enjoy those games. And I don't want them to make a Left 4 Dead 3. Right away. I would just want them to put out more DLC. But I'll definitely get Comic Jumper once they give us our 800 points back.
Yeah, if you can... I just, you know, it's a great game. Just ignore the gameplay.
Yeah, I've been there. Yeah, I finished the entire Web of Shadows just for the story, but that gameplay was, oh my god, it was frustrating. No, I played Hellboy. I played the Hellboy video game just for the story. That was even worse. Oh my god, that was a piece of crap.
There's a Hellboy game?
Yes. It came out right when Hellboy 2 came out, and it's a separate story from Hellboy 2, so I rented it. Thank God I rented it. Oh, thank God. But it was horrible. Oh my God, it was just... I would not wish that on my worst enemies. But, yeah, so anything else you've been playing?
I think that's it.
Yeah, okay. I haven't been playing too much. I've been playing some Dead Rising 2, not too much, but I'm really enjoying that game a lot better than the first one. I mean, I really enjoyed the first one, just like everyone else did, but there's some improvements to it that I really enjoy, and I think the I can't remember who the developers were, but I remember they're Canadian, not Japanese, but they did a really good job, you know, basically copying the whole Japanese game crazy, you know.
The Japanese version of America?
Yeah. But I really enjoy some of the, there are some crazy weapons you can make. I mean,
I've seen the baseball bat
with nails, yeah. But I was playing with a friend, and he took an assault rifle or some weapon. I can't remember what it was exactly, and a wheelchair, and he made this like this death machine that he was sitting on, and it would, you know, the whole, like, you know, the Stephen Hawking's, you know, voice. It would sound like that, but it would like say like die and a bunch of random death type quotes, and it was just pretty awesome.
Did you ever watch the Left 4 Dead videos? I think, what was it called? They were live action. They were done by Capcom. It was kind of a webisode type thing coming out before
for
the game.
Dead Rising.
What did I say?
Left 4 Dead.
God damn it. Zombies, yeah.
Yeah.
Dead Rising.
I never got a chance to see them.
Well, one of the main characters is in a wheelchair, and he makes a death machine.
Oh, that's
using his wheelchair.
That's pretty cool. But yeah, there's some crazy combinations that I never would have thought of. Like, you can take a machete and a toy helicopter, and basically, I guess you're like taping the blades to the helicopter, and the zombies like come around, you know, swarm around it, and it just kills them. That was pretty cool. But yeah, a lot of stuff you can create with just a roll of duct tape.
Yes, duct tape is amazing. Duct tape will fix everything.
Yeah. One of my favorite things was you can take a flashlight and you can take a gem and you can make a lightsaber or a laser sword, it's called, but...
Yeah, it's a lightsaber.
Yeah.
For all intents and purposes, it's a lightsaber.
Yeah, that's probably one of my favorite ones. But, there's a bunch. I mean, my friend had like 30-something of combinations, and we were just looking for random stuff to, you know, to try to get me the cards, because you get these cards whenever you make the combinations, and I guess they're for achievements or skill points or whatever, but we were so busy trying to find stuff that when it was time to get like Zombrex for the kid and stuff like that, it would be like, oh crap, we have to go run and do that.
Oops.
Yeah, and we'd be like running.
Forgot my dying daughter.
We'd be running, trying to make it in time, and almost didn't make it one time. But that's the only experience I've had with co-op. There's been a lot of people who've said, you know, oh, just let me know, I'll jump in with you, like, and stuff like that. But I just never was on when they were on, you know, just time differences, I guess. But yeah, it's pretty fun co-op, and I definitely plan on trying to play some more of it. But yeah, and the story, you know, it's generic. It's not anything, you know, Oscar worthy. It's mainly about finding the different combinations of weapons and killing zombies. That's basically it.
Yeah. That's all you really need.
That is all you really need with a zombie game.
Mm-hmm.
And adding co-op has just made it so much better. Because you are Chuck Green, you know, and Chuck Green, but you're your own Chuck Green. I mean, my friend had, like, this weird, like, weird rocker uniform or outfit or whatever with, like, a weird mask, and it didn't even look like Chuck Green, so... Yeah, and my Chuck Green currently is... He's wearing a skater outfit and a raccoon skin hat. So, cool. I haven't found really anything. I haven't really found anything too crazy to put on him, so... Because all I've been doing is killing zombies and making weapons. I want to make you can take like a machine gun and this big giant stuffed bear, and you can make a turret gun out of it. I really want to make that just to see how it reacts, you know. But I guess I can go into the other game I've been playing. Actually, I had to stop for recording, but the Star Wars The Force Unleashed 2.
Yeah, how is that?
It's a lot better. I'm liking it a lot better than I liked the demo. The demo, it was really glitchy and slow for me.
I mean, I haven't even played the demo.
Yeah, I mean, I heard a lot of people really like it, so I'm guessing I'm one of the only people who experienced it, but, like, when you see the big, like, AT-AT or whatever the giant machine they have at the time, because there's a bunch of different machines, but whenever you see that, it goes to, like a almost first-person type view for a second to show the machine, I guess, to show how awesome and big and powerful it is.
Mm-hmm.
But it would just stop there. And it would just, for, like, the longest time. To the point where my character would, like, you know, draw... You know, his lightsaber would just stop, you know, glowing or whatever. It wouldn't be active, and he'd just be standing around, just, and it would just be frozen, basically. But... It'd be frozen, but it wasn't really frozen. It's hard to explain, but and that would happen for like a minute and a half, to the point where I thought I was actually frozen, but I would see the machine move a little, but not really move forward. He would just move like side to side, and it was really weird. So I really did not like the demo. The demo really did not please me, but so far the game's pretty interesting. I mean, it's basically The Force Unleashed with a few additions to it. Like, they have the Jedi mind trick, which is pretty useless. I haven't really used it much. I mean,
well, I just heard it was just kind of funny.
Yeah, it is, and it's impractical. I mean, it's really hard to use it. Because the enemy kind of has to... I don't know if you upgrade it, if it changes, but as far as I know, the enemy has to be basically... You have to be facing them from behind to do it, so they can't really see you before you use it. Which, that's hardly ever the case. But one of the things I do like is the... I don't think this was in the first one, but the repulse where... Basically, he just, how do I explain it? He basically pushes, like, the force all around him. So if you're swarmed by a bunch of enemies, they all either, like, disintegrate, or if they're weak enough, or they just get all knocked away. So that's pretty useful, because there's, like, certain annoying little creatures, like the... I think they were in the first one, but the little mechanical spiders. Did you ever play the first one?
Mm-hmm. I did. I don't remember mechanical spiders. Unless they were on the trash world.
I don't know, but there's these little mechanical spiders and they're so irritating. Like, they'll jump on you and you'll have to, like, move the left analog stick back and forth to get them off you, or they'll explode on you and kill you. So, and they come out in like a swarm. I mean, like 20 at a time. So the repulse really helps, because basically it either disintegrates them, or, you know, it basically disintegrates them, because they're weak, but they jump at you from a distance. So that's pretty irritating, but yeah, the story is all right. I mean, the music is just amazing. It's typical Star Wars music, you know.
Yeah.
That's something I've definitely noticed, is the music's really good. But the story so far is pretty slow. I mean, I have no idea how far I am in the game, but...
Well, I've actually heard the story is really short.
Yeah, that's probably... Yeah, it's probably that it's short, but... I think I'm probably close to done, but I've only gone through, like, a couple levels. The levels have just been pretty long. Pretty long and repetitive, but...
See, I was listening to the OFR, and they were saying that, yeah, it had a good amount of sales, but, you know, it also had a good amount of returns that the same week. Because people finished it, then they turned it right back in.
Yeah. But I definitely could, if I bought this, if I had the money to buy it, you know, I could definitely see myself replaying it to play the harder mode. Right now, I'm just game flying it, and I'm playing the hard mode, because the mode above hard is, you can't play that. It's locked until you beat the hard mode. But,
well, see, now those kind of games, they're not fun unless you're playing on easy, where you can do some of the most radical stuff.
Yeah, but I don't know. I like to play on hard, because it makes the game last a little longer, and I get more achievements. And it's really not too difficult. I mean, there are some parts where I've had to replay over again, because I just didn't know what to do at the time, because the strategy, you know, I just didn't know what strategy to take towards certain things. But mm-hmm. For the most part, it's been pretty easy on hard. Right now, I almost have everything upgraded, all my powers upgraded. So, I think I just have to upgrade Mind Trick and one of the one more little slot on the lightsabers. But I'm enjoying it. It's fun. It's a good Star Wars game, you know. If you like The Force Unleashed, then you're most likely gonna like this one.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna game fly it as well.
Yeah, that's a smart choice. I mean, I see there are a lot of games that come out that shouldn't really be $60. I could definitely see this game going for $40, brand new. I mean, that's how much I think it'd be worth, but $60 is the norm, so everyone just chooses $60. But, you know, if a lot of companies would just make their games, you know, like even $49.99 or $39.99, you know, they could do a lot more sales.
Well, if you think about this, we as gamers should not complain about pricing of games, because games have been $60 basically since video games first came out. Like, they have not gone up. Like, I remember buying, you know, begging my mom for Nintendo 64 games, and they were $50, $60.
Yeah.
So I really don't think we should complain about the price of games being so high. Maybe just the quality of the games being that low, that they shouldn't be worth that much.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, something like the Star Wars Force Unleashed 2, that's a fun game, but it's not really... You can't compare that to something like Halo, where it has a lot more.
With multiplayer to it.
Yeah.
Because this is not multiplayer, just less than six hours of gameplay and no multiplayer.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really complaining. I'm just saying that companies could make a lot more money if they would just, lower the price, of certain games, like, that doesn't have multiplayer, to like even just $10 cheaper. I think a lot of people would be more pleased about that, but I don't know. That's just it makes sense, so therefore they're not going to do it. That's the way I've always seen, businesses. Something makes sense, so they're not going to do it. Well, it makes sense for the consumer,
Yeah.
From a consumer's point of view, but like I said, I think anyone who liked the first one will pretty much like this, And if you never play the first one, it's Star Wars, and the story
it's awesome.
Yeah, story is not the best, but it's better than the episode 1-3. In my opinion, it's better than anything that the first three episodes did. But
way to set your standards high.
Yeah. See, I mean, you'll definitely enjoy it if you compare it to those, those three movies. But I guess staying kind of gaming, but going towards the tech side. A bunch of sites released it. Engadget released it. A lot of the Android, fan sites released it as well. But the PlayStation phone, I guess pictures have been leaked.
The PSP.
Yes, the PSP. a lot of people are really saying this is a real phone, They've seen pictures of the phone with running, 2.2, Android 2.2, but it's going to have 3.0. And
see, the site I'm reading right now says it's going to come out, it's reported to ship with Gingerbread, which is Android 2.3.
Yes, a lot of people thought it was Gingerbread is 2.3. It's been kind of confirmed recently that it's 2.3, but before it
Who
was...
Who comes up with these names?
Well, Google has a big thing.
Froyo, Gingerbread, what?
Honeycomb is after Gingerbread, and then Ice Cream is after that. Ice Cream.
Ooh,
will be
Ice Cream.
Yes. But, 3.0, people thought, I think Gingerbread was going to be 2.5, but now it's 2.3. Honeycomb is 3.0, if I'm not mistaken. But anyways, it's a Sony Ericsson phone that has a kind of looks like the Droid phones, but instead of the keyboard, it's got a directional a D-pad,
It's got a PSP. Gamepad.
Yeah, a PSP gamepad, and then the square, triangle, circle, X buttons. And it's got two little... You see those two little circles?
In the center?
Yeah.
Yeah?
That looks like it could be analog sticks they could end up putting on there. To me.
Oh.
That would make a lot of people happy.
I don't know. See, I'm the type of person who likes to have the real sticks in their hands. Not really some trackpad type thing.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
That's just me.
If you've seen the PSP Go, it's kind of got a actual analog stick, but it's not really raised up high. So that's what I'm thinking. But
those are inset. Those look like trackpads.
Yeah, but I'm saying it looks like they could add eventually to it, because it's not like this is going to launch like tomorrow.
Oh yeah,
these are just leaked photos, and for all we know, the actual phone could be something totally different. I mean, this could just be a prototype. But
well, yeah, that's what this is.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of rumors about it. Like, I just listened to the Sarcastic Gamer PlayStation podcast, and they were talking about how it's been rumored that it's going to have, like, it's going to be able to do graphics like the 360 can, or just crazy stuff.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But, well, I mean, probably not HD, 360 hooked up to the HD, but 360 as far as, like, up to a standard def TV, maybe? I don't know.
Still.
Yeah. But,
Maybe get it up to maybe Xbox quality, or, you know, PlayStation 2 quality, instead of PlayStation 1, like the PSP is now.
Well, the PSP has some games that are almost PlayStation 2 quality. But I'm definitely interested in, you know, hearing more about this phone, because, I mean, if you can get it's running Android, you know, it's gonna, and I'm just, if it can actually be a gaming phone, I'm hoping it actually does well and doesn't go the way of, like, the N-Gage. I don't know if you remember the N-Gage, but.
Yes, I do.
Nokia, I think. Wasn't that Nokia's?
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone was so psyched for that, and I remember actually wanting one.
I remember playing with one in the store, and I thought it was really kind of cool.
Yeah.
Because, like, I was playing multiplayer, like a multiplayer shooter on it.
Yeah, I mean, it seemed like a good idea back then, and this seems like a good idea now, but I just hope they can, you know, follow through with it. And
if it comes out on Verizon, and the next time I'm able to upgrade, I might seriously look at it. But it might, if it doesn't come out on Verizon.
Oh, I'm sure Sony will have phones for all the carriers eventually. But yeah, this would definitely give, I guess, Sony and Android an edge against Apple if something like this actually came out and it worked right. You know, it's all about how it handles. You know.
Yeah, it's got to actually work.
Yeah, because the idea is great, but if it does work well, then, you know, like I said, it's going to have an edge against Apple, because, you know, right now a lot of people have iPod touches and iPhones because of all the apps and, you know, the little games they can play, but.
Yeah, that's something. I wonder if there's going to be like a cartridge slot or something. Or is it all going to be downloadable? Because, yeah, only downloadable. That's working well for the Go. For the PSP Go.
That's true, but but then again, not every PSP Go, not every PSP, you know, person who uses the PSP has internet to, you know, download all the games and do all that. But people who are getting a smartphone, they required to have the internet in, you know, for it to run. So it's kind of a different market right there as far as that goes. So I don't know, but it'd be very interesting, especially since the Android market has a PlayStation emulator on it. So I guess you could end up getting that and playing like every single PlayStation game. If you could find the right emulator for it.
Oh yeah, I'm sure one will definitely come out if what we're looking at right now ever comes out.
Yeah, but which reminds me, I saw that Blue Man from OFR in the, posted in the forums that he has been playing the Sega Genesis emulator on his Incredible, and he said he was going to try the PlayStation 1, so I guess I'm definitely going to check the forums out more to see what he says about it, because, you know, I'm curious on how that would work, how a PlayStation emulator would work on a touchscreen phone.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, just a quick little plug for the OFR forums. But yeah, that's basically all I gotta say about that. I guess we can. Do we want to go into our new segment, or do we want to wait for and talk about the other thing we have on the show?
Well, I think we talk about our new segment, and that could lead into.
Alrighty. Well, okay. We have a new segment. I'm calling it the I recommend section. But I guess we can think of another name if we really want to. I don't know, but
we can copy another podcast name.
But basically, it's just, you know, I'm gonna recommend something to Stuart, and he's gonna recommend something to me, whether it's a TV show or a movie, and basically we're gonna end up watching it, and because we both have Netflix Instant Watch and Netflix and access to Hulu, and mm-hmm. So basically we have access to almost any type of media. And so we're just gonna basically recommend each other things that we want to end up talking about. And eventually, you know, maybe we can get audience participation and have them recommend stuff to us.
Yeah, so there's something else you leave feedback for. Nudge, nudge.
So first off, I guess do you want to start with what you recommended me or what I recommended you?
Yeah, okay, I can start. I recommended No Ordinary Family. It's a show that just started on
ABC.
ABC, yeah. It's only 5 episodes in so far, but I think it's really good. I like it.
Yeah, I really really like it. I was only going to watch a couple episodes, you know, like maybe 2 or 3. Uh-huh. I ended up watching all of them. And I looked up to see, you know, when the next episode was going to come out, and sadly...
Tuesdays, right?
Well, not this week, next week. A week from today, sadly.
Oh, they're off this week?
Yeah.
Oh.
But I really like the show. I mean, it's got Julie Benz, who plays Darla from Buffy / Angel, and Rita from Dexter. So I mean,
so there's where she went.
Yeah, there's where she went, and I'm glad she went to something really well. I mean, this show is really good. But and then it has. Isn't that the dude who plays who played the Thing from Fantastic Four?
Yes. Okay. Yes, he played the Thing, but okay, we should mention that it's No Ordinary Family because they all have superpowers.
Yeah.
But like his superpower is he's the Thing without the rocks.
Yeah. Like basically, he's Ben Grimm as the Thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I thought that was kind of funny. Yeah, I definitely got a big Heroes vibe to this. You know, the side of me that really liked Heroes when it was good, you know, really, really was glad that a show like this was on.
Mm-hmm.
I really have not looked into seeing who the director of the show, you know, who the creators of the show are and what they did before this. But, I don't know. I just got I got a Heroes vibe from it, and I kind of got a little bit of a Lost vibe from it. as far as the, I guess some of the mysteries mm-hmm. that there are so far, like the other people with the powers. Because well, I guess, do you want to get into a little spoilers or?
Well, yeah, it's only five episodes in. You know, we don't know the whole story of it yet. You know, they're in this plane crash, and that's when they think they get the superpowers, but it's turning out that's not probably the truth. Like there, because there are other people with superpowers. Like, so far we've seen three.
Yeah. And what was I gonna say? It's pretty interesting how their powers have kind of affected their lot, you know, have spawned from like their real lives, kind of like how Heroes was, you know, how like for example the mom, she never had enough time to do all the stuff, so now she has super speed, you know, just like how an example from Heroes would be how Peter was always, you know, sympathetic and trying to, you know, empathy was in his main thing, and he was able to get other powers through that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the big Heroes vibe came from, at least I thought, very similar. And especially how the son, you know, I think his power's like the coolest.
JJ's?
Yeah. Basically, you know, he's got that super brain, and he sees all the right answers come together, and the equations make sense. And
yeah, he's a genius. So.
Yeah, and I thought that was pretty interesting, the whole football take they put together, you know.
Yeah.
That definitely made me think, oh yeah, football kind of is geometry.
Uh-huh.
But I'm definitely enjoying the show. I looked into it, and they are confirmed for the rest of the season, a full season, but I hope they get a second season and maybe more, because this is a really good show, and you know, ABC needs more good shows.
Yeah.
But, so I'm definitely glad you recommended that to me.
Yeah, the thing is, my mom was one who actually turned me onto this show.
Oh, really?
Actually, my mom, I think she likes the same TV shows I do. She just doesn't watch them. Because she was the first one to watch Lost. She was the first one to watch Heroes. And now she was the first one to watch this. So I just basically look towards my mom for new shows to watch. That's not Dancing with the Stars.
That's pretty crazy. You would. Please don't recommend that to me.
No, seeing it. No, not going to.
Yeah, I've seen commercials, and that's all I need. I'm good on that. I guess, unless you have anything else to say about No Ordinary Family.
Everybody should watch it. So, you know, we can definitely get a second season.
Yeah, definitely watch it. And it's on Hulu.
Yes.
How awesome is that? But, what I recommended was actually a recommendation that originally came from one of our writers, Elf. She actually did an article about it. And it's Repo the Genetic Opera.
Uh-huh.
So you tweeted how it was a weird movie, but what did you think of it besides it was weird?
Well, considering I finished watching it like a half an hour before we started recording, I still don't know yet. I mean, it was unlike any movie I've ever seen.
And it's from the one of the guys who did a couple of the Saw movies.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of funny because when they were in the graveyard in the movie, he made when he was directing Saw, he threw in a scene to that required a little scene that really wasn't much in Saw, in one of the Saw movies that required a graveyard, just so he could use it for Repo, because they didn't have a big budget, but they had some pretty big actors in it.
Yeah, I think so.
And I think the thing that surprised me the most was Paris Hilton.
Yeah, it took me until the end of the movie to realize that was Paris Hilton.
She did a good job.
Oh my God, that was Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
She was good.
What? Yeah.
Well, she did kind of play herself.
Yeah, she did, but just that wig was just... Not seeing her blonde really was different. But and another fact, I bought this instantly after I watched it because it was like $9 on Amazon and I got $4 video on demand credit, so I was like, why not? And I've been watching the commentary, and she actually provided a bunch of the outfits. She brought in a lot of her, you know, a lot of her clothes.
Really?
From her closet for the cast because they didn't have a huge budget. So that's pretty cool. I mean, and they were talking about how she's really not like a lot of the tabloids and press make her out to be. She's actually pretty cool. So that was interesting. But another shocker for me was the main character was the chick from Spy Kids.
Yeah, it took me until... Well, it had a hard time seeing her face really well. So yeah. It took me a while to realize who that was. Like, I was thinking, like, I've seen her before. I know who that is.
Definitely. But yeah, did a pretty good job, I thought. And, well, we mentioned in the thing you recommended, a character from Buffy, The actual Repo Man was Anthony Stewart Head, who plays Giles from Buffy.
Yeah, that I knew right away. No guess about that one.
I'm glad to hear that. But he did a pretty good job too. I mean,
yeah, I'm not surprised because you know you really kind of found out from from Buffy, you know, he can sing pretty darn well.
Yeah, and he's done some. I don't know where this was from, but I saw YouTube clips about showing him doing like Rocky Horror Picture Show stuff.
Seen it? Yeah, that was creepy. that was creepy.
That was Giles in eyeliner and dressed like But yeah, and I don't know. I thought it was kind of cool. A dark gothic rock and roll opera type movie. It's a definite cult movie. I mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What I kept saying through the entire thing to myself was, they're doing surgery. It looks so dirty. It looks so like there's dirt all over the place. Nothing's sterile. How can this be?
Yeah. But one thing I really loved was when they were doing the origins stories, the origins, they did it in that kind of comic book form.
Yeah, that was really the only way you can get story, I thought.
Well, I mean, if you paid attention to it, you got the story from, but yeah.
Yeah, but it was a bit harder to determine than just, like, hey, this dude met this girl. They married. They had a child.
Yeah, that's true, but it's definitely different. It's a definitely different movie, and it was a low budget, too. They really did not have a high budget. Like I said, the director did everything he could to try to, he built a he made a scene in Saw, I think it was Saw 4, just so he could use the same set for this movie. Which I think is just hilarious, but
yeah. I remember when you first watched this, you said on Twitter that there was a song you really liked. What was it?
Which song did I really like? I don't. There's just a bunch of songs in there that I
well, the entire thing is a song.
Yeah,
it's an opera.
I can't remember which one got me the most. I think it was the one where when she was finding out that her father was the repo, you know,
mm-hmm.
that whole one.
Okay. I thought
that was pretty cool. And then the one where she was like her being 17, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I like that one.
I think in the commentary it said that who was it? I think Joan Jett was in there. She was the chick playing the guitar.
Okay, I knew. I was like, I where have I seen her before?
Yes, it didn't click till, you know, well, until they said it in the commentary, but I thought that was pretty cool too. But yeah, I don't know. It's just it seems like one of those movies that you like or you don't like, just because it's pretty weird.
Or it's a movie that takes you a while to realize what's going on.
Yeah, definitely.
I think some of my favorite scenes in that movie were probably the ones with the grave robber.
Yeah, the grave robber was pretty cool.
He was cool. He was a cool guy.
Yeah. What else? I thought it was kind of ended kind of funny, the way it talked about with the three kids, you know.
Uh-huh.
How like the Paris Hilton's character ended up being in charge, you know, and the other dude killed the people who you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And
then at the end of the movie, Paris Hilton's face falls off.
Yeah, which that's just awesome. You know,
it was just yeah. You could see her face was kind of peeling off during it.
Yeah, and at the end it says, well, I guess, you know, spoilers. If you want to watch it, it's on Instant Watch, so I would highly recommend giving it a shot, because, you know, Stuart he doesn't know what he thinks about it, but he didn't hate it off, you know.
No,
right away.
I didn't hate it. I really liked the music.
Yeah.
I really liked it. But as far as the story, I don't know about the story. I don't hate it, but I don't know if I really like it, though.
Yeah, it's one of those movies where you'll watch it again and you'll pick up on more things than you did the first time. But it's definitely, I could definitely see this turning into kind of like a Rocky Horror Picture Show type movie. You know? As far as cult following goes,
maybe. But the thing when I was reading the description before I watched it, I was thinking, wait, isn't there a movie called Repo Man that has a very similar story to this?
Yeah, there is. But I don't think it goes into like the father kid stuff.
No, but the whole, you know, like, you know, organ repossession.
Yeah, yeah. There is. I think it was from the 80s. Either 80s or early 90s.
I want to say that there was, there was a movie called Repo Man that came out in 84. But I was thinking there was a movie that came out maybe within the last couple of years.
There was a movie called, I think, Repo Man that came out, but it had nothing to do with the one from the 80s, I don't think.
Repo Men.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was what this was. Yeah, and set in the near future when artificial organs can be bought.
Which one? Was that the one in the 80s? Or
no, this was this year. It came out this year.
Okay. Repo.
It's called Repo Men.
Yeah. Repo the Genetic Opera came out in, I think, 08?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, well, it was filmed around the same time as Saw 4, and Saw 7 just came out, so that shows you. But, yeah, it's definitely one that I find myself going to watch from time to time. Just because it the music's really good and it's just different, and I like that different. But okay, I guess do you want to, since this is a new section, do you want to like tell our audience what our next recommendations will be, or do you want to
just surprise them?
You don't have anything right now, do you?
Not at all. Nope.
Okay. that's cool then. I guess, this, like I said, this was on Instant Watch, and the other one was on Hulu. And that kind of leads us to our next, our next topic, which is Netflix versus Hulu.
Yeah.
Stuart, do you want to start this off since this was your
topic? Well, it's just a basic question, which one do you think is minus, just don't look at the price at, that Netflix costs money, but just look at this at the service themselves. Which do you prefer, Hulu or Netflix?
Well, I guess I'm going to take the cheap answer, and they kind of do different things. I mean, sure, Netflix Instant Watch, has, TV shows, but it's mostly movies, and Hulu is mostly TV shows. But I guess if I had to choose, I'd probably say. I'd probably say Netflix, because I can watch it on so many different devices.
Okay, yeah.
Well, straight from the bat, I have Play On, which allows me to watch Hulu and a bunch of other stuff through the same devices, but that's something extra I had to pay for. But, yeah, I think Netflix is better, because in the quality of their stuff, it's really improving.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I think I saw they had Paranormal Activity. Didn't that come out last year?
Yeah, it did. It's on. It's in my Insta queue. I was going to watch it for Halloween, but didn't.
Yeah, same. They're at Paranormal Activity. I mean, they seem to be adding a lot of new stuff. I'd like to see more TV shows, though, honestly.
Yeah, well, I've been watching a lot of Psych lately.
Yeah, I've got that on my queue. I gotta sit down and watch that.
I've been watching the current season on Hulu and the previous seasons on Netflix.
Ah, okay.
See, because Netflix is good for movies and Hulu's good for TV shows. But it's really good for TV shows that are on right now.
Yeah, that's true.
Netflix, with the exception of Lost, they're not going to be on there right away. It's going to take until the DVDs come out and have been out for a while.
Yeah, and Netflix is good for stuff that you normally probably wouldn't watch. I mean, they add...
Like Repo the Genetic Opera.
Well, that, and I mean, they have, the National Geographic, the making of Lord of the Rings, and, mm-hmm. all kinds of other shows on there from, History Channel, Discovery Channel, stuff like that, what else? Well, I think they have the Man vs. Food, which I'm a huge fan of that. I normally wouldn't really watch it unless it was already on and I was just flipping through channels.
Yeah, same here.
you know, I have it on. I think I have it on cue. So if I'm bored, you know, and feel and you know really hungry, but don't feel like making anything to eat, I'll just watch that.
I just want to stare at food for a while and drool.
Yes. But yeah, for the most part, they've got a lot of crappy stuff. They really, really do. I mean.
Well, I think that, you know, both of them kind of do.
Yeah. But, they, I don't know. They just, they have a lot of, like, Transmorphers, for example.
I maybe got 15 minutes into that movie.
I read the description and that was good enough for me. But, yeah, and I think Shark versus, or, something, some shark versus like octopus.
Make a shark versus giant octopus.
Wow, the fact that you actually knew the title, that surprises me.
I watched it when it was on sci-fi.
Okay, but yeah.
So I've actually seen it.
Was it good?
Yeah. It was a sci-fi movie.
Gotcha.
Like it was a movie on the sci-fi channel, I'll just say that.
Yeah, and you know, they've had some documentary stuff, you know, that I've given a shot. Like, they had one talking about the history of Linux and how Linux became to be. I normally wouldn't watch that, but it was late one night, and, you know, I was like, why not? That I really don't know too much about Linux. This should be interesting. The geek side of me kind of was intrigued, but
yeah, I watched Second Skin on Netflix, which is it kind of deals with MMOs, really, how it kind of it became kind of like an online life, you know, because it looks into Second Life and a couple who got married through Second Life and. It looks at WoW, and it follows a group that's, you know, maybe 45 minutes away from my house.
Oh, wow.
And it talks about, you know, MMO addiction and, like, this support group for that and that kind of thing. I think it was really good.
Yeah. Just looking at some of the sci-fi stuff on here, they got Dead Like Me, which is a really good show. It was an old...
Loved it.
Yeah, really enjoyed that show. Firefly, Buffy.
You should watch it.
Doctor Who. What else? Torchwood, X-Files, Dollhouse. Lots of good shows that, you know, we really like. And shows that we'll probably end up talking about in the future. A big thing that I really need to start watching more of is they got a bunch of Mythbusters.
Yeah, I've actually watched a lot of Mythbusters through that.
Yeah, that's a really good show that I like. And they added a bunch of Saturday Night Live, Family Guy, American Dad. I mean, they're adding a lot of stuff.
Now, which one are you talking about now?
What do you mean?
Netflix or Hulu?
Netflix.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been talking about Netflix.
Okay. Yeah. Just to clarify.
Yeah, Hulu does have a lot of the same stuff as Netflix.
Yeah, because I'm looking at Netflix right now, and I see Dead Like Me, Warehouse 13, Eureka, you know, The Fringe, shows that I've recommended.
Yeah, and shows that I have on my queue. Yeah, there's just a lot of stuff. And not to mention the fact that you get, you know, however many discs you pay for, you know, out at a time. You know, this started out just as a extra feature, you know. So, and it's become like the main reason people get Netflix now.
Yeah, I don't think I have anything in my desk queue. Like I think I have the last thing that was in my disc queue.
Yeah, I had Saw 6 sent to me because I own Saw 1 through 5, but I haven't bought 6 yet. And right when it sent to me, it instantly, like right when I got it, I looked and it was on instant watch. So that kind of, I don't know, that kind of sucked, but was kind of funny at the same time.
I don't know about you, but like, you know, stuff will get sent to me, and it'll take me forever to actually sit down and watch them.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I guess it deals with having to actually put the disc in. And
yeah, how lazy is that? You feel if it's on instant watch, you watch it right then and there. But they have it sent to us. It takes time for them to ship it to us. We've got to take it out of the envelope, put it in the disc tray, press play. I mean, how lazy are we?
Well, I mean, I normally get mine in a day. I mean, there's a shipping center in Oklahoma City, and that's an hour and a half away. So I get mine the next day, basically.
There's one in Indianapolis, and that's 4 or 5 minutes away from me.
So. Yeah, so it comes quick, but it's just the fact that it's on the disc, and it's in the little sleeve, and you end up like putting it on the table because you aren't able to watch TV or anything at that time, and stuff gets piled on top of it maybe, and you forget about it,
or lose it for like a month.
Yeah, but I hear they're actually toying with the idea to bring streaming only service to in the United States. They have that in Canada, I think. I think it's streaming only in Canada.
I would wonder, like, I might do that if that becomes an option. I might seriously think about that.
Yeah, definitely. But I don't know. I might just stick with like maybe just one disc, I have the option to do stuff, because I really. There's not that many good video stores around. There's video stores around here, but it seems like whenever I go, they're just overpriced or they don't have what I want, and it's just a hassle. And the Redbox, I don't like the idea of Redbox. I do not like
that either
at all, because my mom rented some stuff from Redbox. She forgot to take them back, and she ended up getting charged a lot. That's just not good for the consumer. From the business side of it, that's the most genius thing in the world. I mean, kudos to them for thinking of that. But as far as the consumer goes, that's just one of the worst things to do. And every time I pass those red boxes, there are just swarms of people around them.
Oh, yeah. Every time I go buy one in Walmart or outside McDonald's, there are all those people around it.
Yeah. I'm just waiting for the red boxes around here to do the gaming. Maybe I'll try it then.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, one afternoon that I got nothing to do with, you know, paid $2 to beat a game like that I've heard is only a few hours long, you know?
I don't know. Like, renting a game at Blockbuster, it required $10 and a credit card.
Yeah, that's just ridiculous.
And I asked the lady, why it was like that, and very very kind of rudely she responded, that was because the games cost $60, and like movies only cost maybe $10-$20.
But see, if you rent two games from Blockbuster in 1 month, that's the price of like. That's almost the price of, like, two games at a time from Gamefly.
I know, so, you know, that's why Gamefly is rocks.
Yeah. Blockbuster, I think they end up filing for bankruptcy.
Yeah, they closed around here.
Yeah, but I think them as... They're still a Blockbuster in my town, but I think they're filed... I think they're, as a whole, they're about to, you know... filed for bankruptcy and are about to, you know, go out of business because Netflix and Gamefly. They're just, they just can't compete.
Yeah, because they're just awesome.
And the Game Crazies and what was it? Hollywood Videos, they shut down in my area and all over too. So that's just, I guess people are just like really like the idea of having this stuff shipped to them and not having to go out.
Yeah, there's just still a family video here.
Yeah, we still have a family video. But they have good offers. They really do.
Yeah, they have porn. You can get porn there. That's something you can't get from Netflix. Or
wait, you can't? I've never seen a porn section in my family video.
It's in the back.
Really?
It's hidden behind walls.
I've really never seen one. But then again, I wasn't looking for it. So, wow, that's interesting. But, I mean, they have good deals. Like, you can pay to get, like, I don't know, $10 or whatever to get half off rentals for the month. And the rentals are only, like, $6 for a week or $6 for 5 days. So that's, like, you know, a lot cheaper than Blockbuster. And you get half off that's pretty good. That's what I used to do before Gamefly.
Mm-hmm.
But
same.
Luckily, I have Gamefly for now. This might be my last month, sadly. I don't know. There's just not that many stuff I want to play coming up, you know? And a lot of stuff that I own that I need to finish up. So I may be taking a break from Gamefly. But I guess that's it. That's all of the topics I have. So I guess we can start by saying, you know, we are Geeks for the Win, part of the Open Forum Radio Network, where there are tons and tons of podcasts. Well, not tons, but
a lot,
yeah. I mean, more coming probably. God, I can't even think of all the ones there are. You got us, you have the Open Forum Radio, you have the Sportscast, you have the 40cast, which Stuart and I were just on.
Yeah, if you want to hear me say everything that comes to my mind, listen to the Halloween party of the 40cast.
And if you want to barely hear me because I forgot I was actually on a different podcast instead of just listening. See, that's the problem. You know, there's all those different people I listen to from different podcasts, and I just was hearing them, and I just totally forgot that I was a guest on their show.
Well, I guess it helps that, you know, I'm strange and talk to the radio. So, like when I listen to podcasts, I talk to the podcast. So, I'm just really strange like that, I guess. And that kind of helps me remember, oh yeah, I'm on here.
Yeah, but that was a good show. It was the Halloween party of, I guess, that the Halloween episode that we didn't end up doing, which really upset we didn't end up doing one, but just the way things were. Then you got Prove Your Point, which I think they just released a new episode recently.
I don't know. It's hard to keep track on where it jumps to because it jumps feeds.
Yeah, it does. A couple of them have been on the Scarcasms feed, I think.
And haven't they also been on the Angry Mailman feed?
Yeah, I guess. So, yeah, but and we have the Angry Mailman podcast, which we had Anthony as our guest from last week.
Yeah, that was a fun show.
That was a fun show. Then we have their other show, the Who Am I Radio, which they only have one episode out, and you know, so they're probably gonna have another one soon, maybe, I don't know. And is that it?
Zabari?
Yeah, Zabari. I'm looking at the list and I thought I said it. Zabari Section Z cast. I'm behind on I'm behind on my podcast, so I don't know if he's had a new one yet or not.
Yeah, I've got 31 podcasts to listen to.
Oh wow, I have like 12. I thought I was behind.
Yeah, I'm behind.
Yeah.
Oh, guess what? Two more downloading.
Oh, that's funny. But yeah, that's the Open Forum Radio Network. So check them out; they're good guys. You know, they support our podcast, so we just want to support theirs and just give them a you know, listen. You know, just give them one episode, and if you don't like it, oh well. But at least you gave them a shot.
Podcasts are free, so
yeah. So you'll get your money's back if you don't like it. You know what? We'll double that. We'll double your money's back if you don't like it. But and also I want to say, be sure to check out the Talking About Gamers podcast. They just switched feeds for some reason. I'm not sure why. There's some weird reason. I saw that their old feed is now is now listed as Gamers, the Game Transformers podcast feed or whatever, so I don't know, but their new feed is what is their new feed? talkingaboutgamers.libsyn.com/RSS. So if you I told them I'd give them I'd say that message on the show, and because they're really worried about losing listeners, which I think they don't need to worry about, because they had quite a bit of people retweet their messages.
I mean, they did.
All weekend, Halloween weekend, that's all I saw was, you know, talking about the new feed, and they're switching new feeds, and but you know, I told them I'd do that. I guess we can get into shoutouts now. Unless I'm forgetting something OFR related. No? Okay.
Not that I can think of.
Alrighty. Shout outs, Stuart?
God. Shout out to everyone who voted today. Because today was voting day.
Yeah, I voted. I got my sticker on.
Yeah, you made a tiny rant on Twitter today about that, about people who are registered but don't vote.
Well, I mean, if you register, you should vote. I mean, if you don't want to vote, why register? Because you actually
get extra credit for your government class.
Actually, my government class isn't doing that because international students who can't register.
But no, this was my high school government class.
Okay.
So
we tried pulling that off, you know, in my college government class. We were like, but how about we vote on it? And he's like, no, this is not a democracy. This class is not a democracy.
But it's government.
Yeah, that's what we kept saying. But but yeah, and you know, why not vote? I mean, you get to make a decision, you know, help towards making a decision of how the government's run, and certain places give you free stuff if you show them your sticker.
Yeah.
Like, I think Starbucks, you'll get a free coffee or something like that if you show them your sticker, and other places do stuff like that, so, you know, but
yeah, and you don't have to vote for everybody. Like, I think I voted for maybe 5 people.
Yeah. You know, and I voted on, there were some issues with, you know, how that deal with, you know, being, whether or not there's going to be more taxes towards the people, you know. That's the thing I really cared about the most was...
Tax caps?
Yeah.
See, you're talking to somebody who gets money from taxes. So, if you take that away from us, we lose our jobs.
Well, not necessarily that, but... and ironically, there was... I almost made a scene in the voting area, because they asked me for my ID, but that's not required in Oklahoma. And on the voting ballot, there was actually an issue of whether or not it should be required to show your ID when you vote. So I almost said, you know, I don't have to because it's not the law yet. It is not, you know, yet. It hasn't been voted on yet. So
I'm going to say that right now.
So I'm going to vote to do it. So I have to do it next year, but I don't want to do it.
I should do it now.
I should have said that, but yeah. But yeah. So I thought that was kind of funny and ironic, but yeah, and you know, I voted, so I have a right to complain about the government from here on out. Those who don't vote really don't have too much right, because you could have changed things, but okay, that's my rant. You had to reignite that rant. anyone else besides everyone who voted?
I can't think of anything.
Alrighty. I have a few people. I want to shout out everyone at the 40cast that we were on with. That was a blast. Yeah, them. There was too many people. I can't remember everyone. But go and listen to that. And you'll hear everyone. So.
And at least three of us didn't quite walk away from that. Just kind of collapsed right there.
Yeah. But, and I also want to shout out we have a new writer for the site.
Yes. I forgot about that. Yeah.
He's already posted a couple.
Sorry.
He's already posted, I think, two articles. Yeah.
Is it two?
Yeah. Okay. Henry Knox.
Yeah.
So hopefully, you know, hopefully he doesn't get, you know, burnt out from writing like some of our past writers have, and
then reignited again.
Yeah, but I also want to shout out. I want to shout out Fadios from Talking About Gamers podcast, because I talked with him a little bit before recording the 40cast, and he's got something pretty cool in the works, and pretty soon he'll be starting to write for us, so that'll be pretty cool.
Cool.
But he's got something really cool in the works that's going to be that could be pretty big that I can't wait for. I'll tell you when we get off, but
all right.
I don't want the listeners to know because I don't want to get in trouble with Fadios. But and then
suckers.
Then I guess I want to shout out PopCap because they announced Bejeweled 3 is coming out, and that's going to probably be my new addiction starting in December when it releases, because everything they you know, bring out, I end up being addicted to.
Yeah, you do.
And I'll probably end up buying it for multiple platforms. Probably buy the PC version, the iPhone version. If they release the Android version, I'll buy that.
The Xbox version.
Yeah. What can I say? I love my PopCap games.
You know, but I don't know if it's still there, but there was a free add-on for World of Warcraft, which all add-ons are free in World of Warcraft, to play a World of Warcraft version of Bejeweled.
Huh.
And I heard about there was another one for Peggle.
I heard about that. That's pretty cool. Somewhere here, somewhere around on my computers, I have a free version of Bejeweled 2 on the PC, because they were giving it away for a day, and I bought I downloaded it and got the code, and I haven't installed it, so I've got a free version of it. I probably could give that away in a contest. I don't know, but I'll think about that. But yeah, I end up finding myself playing Bejeweled Blitz on Facebook all the time, just because it's free and I can play it during class when I'm supposed to be paying attention.
Good job.
I'm kidding, of course, but in between classes. I have long periods in between classes. It's crazy. But Yeah, that's all the shout-outs I have. I guess with that said, unless you have anything else to add.
Other than, you know, ditto to everything you said.
Oh, almost forgot. Feedback.
Yes.
You can leave in many different ways. You can leave us feedback on iTunes, you know, just by searching The Geeks for the Win, The Geeks FTW, to be technical. Leave a review, and, you know, first to 10 or first to 15, I'll pick one of the lucky winners. Right now, we're at 4.
So come on, people.
So just leave a review, you know, and I'll pick a lucky winner, and you could win a copy of Left 4 Dead 2 for the PC. Full copy. Through Steam. So, there's other ways you can leave us feedback, you know, if you want to recommend something for us, like, you know, our section. We could take that into consideration, and you can leave that to us on Twitter, you know, twitter.com/thegeeksforthewin, thegeeksftw@gmail.com, or on Facebook by searching The Geeks FTW.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there are many ways to leave us feedback, and so you have no excuse. You know, we know we have a...
Yeah, there's probably other ways to, you know, to do it that we've forgotten about, that we've signed up for.
Exactly. I mean, I guess you can leave us you can leave us a Zune review. They do that, too. But we don't have...
I think we're also on Podcast Pickle. Podcast Alley.
Yeah.
We're everywhere. Just look for us.
Yes, definitely. So, but I would recommend, you know, either... I would recommend iTunes.
Yeah, yeah. Recommend.
You can win a free game. I mean, come on now. And it's not like a stupid game. It's Left 4 Dead 2. It's a pretty good game. But I guess with that said, this has been episode 23 of The Geeks for the Win. And we will see you next time.
Bye.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good, though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.